Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
If you had invested in a good fencing company a few years ago, you would be rich by now, at least by Eureka, California standards. I'm not sure if you're noticing, as I have, the number of brand new fences that are going up all around Eureka. Beautiful in some cases, threatening in others. PG&E, Caltrans, to name a couple, have put up fencing that would take a pole vaulter to get over, and then they might kill themselves with a slight slip and get caught by a big black hook or a nice piece of razor wire in their you-know-what parts. Broadway Boulevard, as it's rightfully called, and just happens to house Highway 101 North and South, have a nice collection of new fences as well. Some are a touch decorative, some are the classic example of, go ahead, try and pole vault this one. As you're aware, fences are made to keep people out, and only in prison are they meant to keep people in. In my neighborhood, well, our most closest neighbor put up a fence that cost almost $8,000. The new neighbor down the street just bought a new house, just put up a fence that's so tall and big at the same time, I'm sure it cost him at least $20,000. You know, I put up a little friendly fence to replace an old one with my neighbor, and I got off for about $3,000, but I had to wait almost 3 months for a contractor because he was so busy doing what? You bet, building other fences. Why? Why, when so many houses in Eureka are so beautiful, do they put up these huge, semi-attractive fences, you ask? Well, I know you're with me on this one, my fellow snowflakes. It's crime. In my neighborhood alone this past month, the neighbors across the street had their truck and their car broken into. And one of my own children had the same scenario happen. And this might sound familiar. Detained the thief in his garage until four Eureka PD cars arrived to deal with the situations. Hats off to both of them. You know, EPD reported that there were 66 cars broken into in the month of November, and there was still a week left in the month. Recently, a local news outlet, which saddened me to read, pointed out to me that I've actually lived in two of the top 10 crime cities in California, Oakland and Eureka. Not exactly a newsflash to some of you. So wall or no wall, that is the question. The answer to me would be a resounding yes. Why? If the person on the other side doesn't want to play by the rules, then one should make it more difficult to pole vault over, and maybe, just maybe, the right parts of the body will be hampered by the miss when they land. Did I say wall? I meant fence. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.